Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry to disappoint you. It is not Mark Glenn here tonight. It's Mike Piper. I want to thank Mark Glenn for sitting in for me last evening. I was not feeling too well. My allergies were raising heck with me, and I didn't feel like coming on the air, but I didn't want to subject you to a pre-recorded or a rebroadcast of a previous show, because yesterday, I think, was a very important day to have a live broadcast during my hour, and what better person to do it, at least in my absence anyway, was Mark Glenn. Yesterday was so important, folks, because if you didn't watch your television or listen to your radio or look at the internet, I'm going to tell you what happened. You heard about it, I'm sure, from Mark last night, and I thank Mark for sitting in for me. What you saw yesterday and heard yesterday in the media, the controlled media in this country, was one of the most blatant exhibits of propagandizing, one of the most blatant exhibits, I'm going to say it, folks, of Jewish power, not only in America, but on the mindset of the entire world as exercised through the mass media in this country. You know, of course, I'm talking about the, I don't want to call it much heralded, much discussed appearance by the president of Iran in New York City, speaking at Columbia University and then at the United Nations. You know, there are many things that can be said about that yesterday and the day before, I suppose. He spoke at the UN yesterday and at Columbia University the day before. But like I say, what it all comes down to, folks, is that this was an orchestrated event. You know, the Washington Post had the nerve. The Washington Post had the nerve to say in an editorial that Ahmadinejad managed to distract attention away from his nation's nuclear programs. And I don't say nuclear weapons programs, because all along Ahmadinejad has been saying that it was not a pursuit of nuclear weapons. It hasn't been a pursuit of nuclear weapons. It's a pursuit of nuclear power. But that if Iran wanted to build nuclear weapons, why shouldn't it be able to? And you know what? That's a question that a lot of people around the world are posing, particularly in recognition of the fact that our dear little ally Israel has had nuclear weapons for years, thanks to the early demise of John F. Kennedy, who was standing in the way of Israel's nuclear ambitions. And anyone who is absolutely honest in discussing the Middle East, and fortunately the numbers of those who are honest in discussing that subject, are growing by leaps and bounds. Anyone who is honest in discussing that subject will say first and foremost that Israel is first and foremost the primary cause of nuclear escalation in the Middle East, to the extent that there is such escalation. Most quote-unquote escalation there is primarily being the product of Israeli propaganda mills that are ably aided and abetted by the mass media in America, which displayed its hostility to Ahmadinejad and its devotion to Israel's interests by that circus, that sideshow that we saw demonstrated in New York City and in the international media, thanks to the work of the mass broadcast media in America. A little bit more about that when we come back. And a few other comments, including some information from the latest issue of American Free Press. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Collins Piper here.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, commenting a little bit more on this business of Ahmadinejad's visit to the United Nations. You know, the way the media has played it, they would lead us to believe that that was just some sort of gigantic grassroots uprising of people in New York who were just really horrified by Ahmadinejad's presence. But I'll let you in on a little secret, an open secret here, folks. Here's an advertisement that appeared in the New York Times a couple days ago. Iran's President Ahmadinejad is coming to the United Nations. Will you join the national rally to end the threat now? This ad, by the way, was sponsored by a variety of Jewish organizations based in New York, but primarily the Conference of Presidents of Major American Jewish Organizations. That's a mouthful, folks. Conference of Presidents of Major American Jewish Organizations. That's an organization which represents all the big guns, all the big money, all the big boys and big girls, and a conglomeration of probably billions of dollars in potential contributions, certainly hundreds of millions, reaching upward toward $500 million. That's the kind of budget, folks, that was behind the frenzy. And then, you know, this fascinated me, ladies and gentlemen. Billionaire Rupert Murdoch, who is the father-in-law, of course, of Eric Hufschmidt's sister. Rupert Murdoch, in his newspaper, the New York Post, actually featured, I couldn't believe this, folks, they actually featured a quotation from someone who was at one of these rallies. And this guy at one of these rallies, he was a Gulf War veteran. His name is John Bedell, B-E-D-E-L-L. He's a Gulf War veteran whose brother died in Iraq. And Bedell was quoted really glowingly by the New York Post as saying, "I wish one of these cops would come and shoot him. I would." So here's an American veteran whose brother died in Iraq being favorably quoted in one of the top pro-Israel newspapers owned by one of the big Zionist media magnates, Rupert Murdoch, really calling for the assassination of a foreign president during his visit on American soil. "I wish one of these cops would come and shoot him. I would." Now, you know, poor Mr. Bedell, we'll call him the Beetle. What the Beetle, this is the irony here, is really rich. The man he wanted, the man he would like to kill, the man he wished one of those cops would come and shoot, is a man, Dr. Ahmadinejad, who volunteered for frontline service to fight against Iraq at a time when the United States was funding Iraq in the Iran-Iraq war. So Mr. Beetle, the Beetle here, whose brother died in Iraq and who apparently fought against the Iraqis in the first Gulf War, he wants to see Dr. Ahmadinejad shot. This is a guy who fought alongside Beetle and his brother, actually, against the Iraqis, not at the same time and not in the same place. But, you know, Mr. Beetle, he doesn't get it, nor do a lot of Americans. There's a lot of stupidity out there. I've been kind of listening to see what people have been saying, you know, and I've been deliberately agitating, saying, isn't it terrible the way they treated Ahmadinejad? Yesterday, though, I heard some guys sitting in the street. I don't know if they were gay. I don't know if they were straight. I don't know if they were Jewish. I don't know if they were Gentiles. But I heard one guy say, and would you believe, this is him saying, speaking, this other guy says, "Would you believe Ahmadinejad even said that there were no gays in Iran?" Now, folks, what Ahmadinejad said, he said with a laugh, and it's obvious to anyone that this was a translation of what Ahmadinejad said, probably a literal translation, but the way he said it and what he meant was very clearly this, that homosexuality and gay rights and all the things that are associated with it are not what he called this phenomenon as it is in the United States. But of course, the way the press has played it, is that somehow Ahmadinejad is denying the existence that there are homosexuals in Iran. Even on such an issue like that, they're trying to play him for the fool, trying to present him as a fool. But, you know, there's a lot of people who are seeing beyond that. They're even seeing beyond the business about him denying the Holocaust. People recognize, as a spokesman for an anti-war organization said when he was picketing outside the White House, he said, these are side issues. They don't have anything to do with the fact that there's a big push for war going on. And, you know, on an even simpler basis, folks, there was an even bigger underlying issue, and it's this concept of freedom of speech. Now, we saw this fool, the president of Columbia University, make this nasty introduction of Ahmadinejad. But you know what? Ian Williams, the UN correspondent for Alter.net on the Internet, Ian Williams, very perceptively pointed out that what the Columbia University president had to say sounded like a plea to Fox News and the ADL to give him, President Bollinger, a break for not canceling Ahmadinejad's appearance on Fox television, or his appearance at Columbia University. Of course, the ADL and Fox Television and all these other Zionist voices were screaming and demanding that, oh my God, we can't have, and they weren't putting it this way, but this is what they were saying, folks, we can't have the opportunity for Ahmadinejad to express his own opinions. Why, he's against freedom for others, Think about that, folks. Talk about chutzpah. This is what we're dealing with, folks. We are dealing with people who want to control the debate. And they are so used to being in control of the debate that they don't know what to do when there's somebody like Ahmadinejad who has this really gritty, inherent, really outrageous sense of humor, who recognizes that what he's being subjected to is this insane, what would you want to call it, theater of the absurd, because that's what it was. You know, Mark Glenn compared it in our conversation yesterday, and he probably compared it last night on the program to that really disgusting Hollywood film Animal House. And, you know, I tell you what, that's exactly what it appeared to be, ladies and gentlemen, this raucous, cheap, vulgar comedy. Really filthy when it comes right down to it, ladies and gentlemen. And this is what passes for free and open debate in this country. You know, it's funny. Very interesting. I was going to call her a little girl. That's politically incorrect. It's a young lady who's a grad student at Columbia University, Norwegian. Now, she made issue of the fact that what she called her the dire human rights situation in Iran. And I think anybody who knows about Iran, just as anybody who knows about a lot of foreign countries, knows that they don't have the kind of freedom we have here. But this young lady, Miss Stina Rexton, said that the question of Ahmadinejad's presence in New York and at the United Nations at Columbia University, she said, this is about academic freedom. The issue is freedom of speech. Well, folks, we know that there's a problem with freedom of speech and the freedom of expression in this country because, you know why we know that? Because we have the existence of the Republic Broadcasting Network. If we didn't have a controlled media, which is dominated at the highest and lowest levels all over this nation, the print and broadcast media, if we didn't have this controlled media, this media which is dominated by what some gently call the New World Order, if we didn't have this control, if we didn't have these warmongers dominating our press, there wouldn't be any need for the Republic Broadcasting Network. There wouldn't be any need for American free press. We could turn down the radio and we could stop publishing American free press. But unfortunately, we can't do that because we know that there is a media monopoly in this country. And it's a media monopoly that right now wants war. And they want a big war. And you know what? They're going to get it if they can trick enough people to buy into the game. Well, you know, there are beginning numbers of people who are beginning to see what it's all about. Some of these people that were outside the White House protesting the demonization of Ahmadinejad were holding up signs that said, "Don't appease Israel and don't terrorize Iran." Larry Holmes, a spokesman for this group, said there's a hysteria in the media emanating from New York, and we know what it's about. He said, we know that the government is in very advanced stages of planning for a war in Iran, and we now see the psychological preparation. And that's exactly what it was all about. In fact, you know what, folks? My friend, the big shot lawyer that I talk about on this program, he's a disciple of Fox News. And you know, it's funny, even though he's a disciple of Fox News, he understands the danger of Zionism. But you know what? He got all revved up about Ahmadinejad, and he called me yesterday. All right, folks. I could go on with that for hours and hours, but I'm not going to. I think we've said all we can, but I have a caller, Frank from Canada, who's going to bring us an update from yesterday's show. We'll talk to Frank when we come back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Collins Piper here. If you listened last night, you heard Mark Glenn sitting in for me, and you evidently heard Frank, who called in last night, I understand. I haven't heard what Frank had to say last night, but he's here to bring us an update from last night, so I'm going to bring Frank up and say hello. Hello, Frank.
Hey, Mike, how are you doing this fine evening, sir?
Well, I'll be a lot better when I hear what you have to tell us.
Well, I think you will. You know, the situation with President Ahmed and Dinajad has pretty well been a display of hypocrisy from what I described.
Yeah, I think. Okay.
You want to know something? Yeah. I hear Zionists, I hear Americans whining and crying about how he's a Holocaust denier. But you want to know something? I hate to use this word because I make myself sound smart, which I'm not. But I want to educate in the people who are listening to your show who might fall into this trap. Now, Mr. Ahmadinejad is demonized, but in regard to the Armenian Holocaust, Abe Foxman made the following comment that appeared in the August 1st, 2007 edition of the Boston Globe. And I quote him, "We're not a party to this, and I don't understand why we need to be made a party." Now, this was in response to the Watertown situation, in which I believe he was asked about the issue and what his position was. Now, while Foxman does not see a need for American Jews to be a party to a foreign genocide, he has no problem with pushing the foreign Holocaust of European Jewry on North American Gentiles.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Right. Now, from the article, ADL Teaches Holocaust, from the Florida Jewish Weekly, we read, Bearing Witness, which is a program, began in 1996 at ADL's regional office in Washington, D.C., as a way to train Catholic school educators and provide resources to properly teach students about the Holocaust and its history. Endorsed by the National Catholic Educational Association and the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, the program has trained nearly 1,000 Catholic school educators across North America. So as you can see, Michael, it's perfectly okay for a creature, and I'm going to use that term, like Abe Foxman, to basically say the Armenian genocide means nothing to us, we're not a party to it, and I don't understand why I have to be made a party. But yet, if you even dare to question the Holocaust of European Jewry, well, what happens? You get the treatment like Ahmadinejad receives.
Well, you know, it's so interesting. You know, I was at that conference in Iran that we keep hearing about, and I want to tell you something. I didn't hear all the speakers, but I can tell you this much, that numerous among the speakers were those who did say, yes, Adolf Hitler killed millions of Jews, 6 million. I heard some people say maybe more. I heard some of those people say, yes, Adolf Hitler used gas chambers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, buying completely into the standard rhetoric about the Holocaust. Well, now, isn't it amazing? Isn't it amazing that the mass media would have us believe, and usually what they have us believe is certainly a lie or at least a distortion of the truth. They would have us believe that that conference was this big Holocaust denial conference,
wasn't. Right. Well, you know what, Michael? I agree with you. It was made very clearly by Dr. David Duke that it was a conference dedicated to promoting free speech about the Holocaust. I mean, let's face it, in America and in Europe, we can question the Armenian genocide. We can question the Rwandan genocide. We can question the Ukrainian Holodomor.
There are people who deny the Iranian or the Armenian genocide. Actually,
oh, sure.
They deny the Armenian genocide.
Sure.
Yeah, let's use the word that they use, deny, not question, deny, sure. Because they do deny it.
Well, I feel bad for you guys in America because one thing I'm really getting tired of, and I'm thinking maybe it's time for the Israel Watch Research Project to expand a little outside of just Israel and start going into her supporters when it comes to my critique, is that Abraham Foxman, is he not presented as some kind of a champion of tolerance, diversity, multiculturalism,
exactly.
And inclusion in America?
Exactly. Exactly. That's exactly what he's painted as.
Well,
yeah.
here's the truth. Now, Michael, here's some quotes. Here's just a couple. I'll read two, and these are going to be very informative. Now, this is from the July 27th edition of High Reads.
Hey, Frank.
Yes?
I think I hear some music coming up there.
Okay.
I heard some music coming. Oh, okay. Well, we do have a break coming up, Frank, but when we get that break, I want you to hang on and continue after the break.
Oh, great.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, it's from the July 27th edition of Haaretz in an article titled Jewish Identity in America. Now, this is from the champion of inclusion and tolerance for Gentiles. The challenge of maintaining Jewish identity in America does not come from Jews worrying about their place in America. That was true in years past. Today it comes from a sense that in a free country, being Jewish may not be significant to them. The apathy or indifference is what leads to intermarriage and distancing from the community. It's a problem we all worry about, even in Israel. Now, there's one more. I'm going to try to get it in before your break. From the March 4th edition of the New York Jewish Week, in an article titled Israel Should Invest in American Jewry. These efforts have not addressed the dual challenge facing American Jewry, how to turn around the continuing diminution of the community through assimilation and intermarriage, how to provide funding for Jewish education, the prime vehicle for reestablishing a strong Jewish identity. Let's be honest. We are losing the battle of Jewish identity. Intermarriage is growing. There is a lot of ignorance. Two generations of Jews in America have passed without their being taught to be Jews. When repairing the world becomes the Jewish model, instead of I am not for myself and who is for me, then focuses on everybody else but me, but we can stop the bleeding. That's from Abraham Foxman.
Hold that thought there, Frank. We are going to the break at last. Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington. We're talking with the callers. Stay tuned for more, ladies and gentlemen.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from Washington. And once again, I am tonight broadcasting from the very real headquarters of American Free Press on Capitol Hill, working on a special project for AFP. Folks, you should check out the website of American Free Press at AmericanFreePress.net. AmericanFreePress.net. And you should subscribe if you're not now subscribing. Well, we have Frank aboard from Canada. He was giving us, I believe, a quotation from our, I don't want to call him our good friend because he's not our good friend. I don't even want to put it satirically that he's our good friend, Abe, the King of Tolerance, Foxman. And Frank, my memory serves me correctly, you were quoting Mr. Foxman to the effect that intermarriage between Jews and non-Jews is essentially a no-no. That doesn't sound very tolerant to me. Frank?
Yes, sir.
There you are. I was just commenting. It doesn't sound very tolerant to me.
Well, you know, Dr. David Duke has a certain label for people of his persuasion who support diversity and ethnic unity for his own people but oppose it in other groups.
Mm-hmm.
You see, it's an old saying, united we stand, divided we fall.
That's
Abraham,
right.
Abraham Foxman will write to Jewish publications and promote Jewish ethnic nationalism, and yet his organization will promote diversity, tolerance, multiculturalism, you name it, any sort of inclusion. Inclusion.
Exactly.
You will support it for us, and they will promote it for us, and they will have all these anti-hate campaigns.
It's not even, you know, I'll tell you what, it's not even a matter of supporting it for us, that is, for the non-Jews, but
yeah.
It's almost like, it's like if you object to it,
right,
you're a racist. If you, and the thing is, I'm not saying, I don't want to sound like I'm saying that, oh, I think intermarriage between Jews and non-Jews is a wonderful thing, or intermarriage
right.
between this group or that group, you know, is bad. But there are people who feel very strongly about it both sides. But Abe Foxman he wants to have his cake and eat it, too.
Well, this is how I feel. I feel about it. I respect the right of every single people, whether you're an ethnic group or a racial group or a religious group, however you define yourself, I respect the right of those groups, if they choose to collectivize, and to self-determination, and to preserve their unique lineage, their heritage.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Exactly.
Right.
I respect their right to do so. But here's the problem. I don't appreciate when people like this come along and tell us that inclusion is the right way to go. Any sort of ethnic nationalism or racialism is bad for you, and then to turn around and go to Jewish newspapers of, you know, he's Jewish, and he goes to Jewish newspapers and complains about intermarriage.
Exactly. It's just the utmost in hypocrisy. I mean, we're talking the utmost in hypocrisy, and like you say, this guy Foxman, you know, he's Mr. Tolerance, you know. You look at the ADL website, and they talk about tolerance and fighting hatred and all this, you know. And yet, you know, you've given this the words right out of this parasite's mouth.
Well, exactly. And you know what? He said this specifically to Jewish publications.
Yeah, yeah. And the average person doesn't read that. You know, Frank, I'll tell you something.
Yes, sir.
If you were here in the United States, I imagine it's just as bad in Canada. But if you were,
I'm going to end up in jail in Canada.
Well, this is what I was about to say. I should have qualified that factually.
Yes.
But you know, if you went out and stood on the street corner and told every person that came by, I think marriage between, well, let's just take it down to the Foxman level. If you went out there and said, I don't think Jews should marry Christians. Just take it to that level. I don't think Jews should marry Christians, or I don't think Christians should marry Jews. There would be people who would want to tear your hair out. There are people who would want to report you to the police thinking that there must be something you can be arrested on.
Well, you know, Michael, I've told people, and I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No, I mean, you know, but
okay.
If you said, if you went out there and said, I think Jews should only marry Jews, people kind of look at you funny, but, you know,
yeah,
they'd think that was a racist statement coming from you, but from Abe Foxman, this is, I hate to use this term, tolerated.
Oh, of course it is. It's permitted.
It's encouraged. It's a good thing because the Jews are so trod upon that they've got to preserve themselves. They're the only people in the world who are allowed to want to preserve themselves.
Well, you know, it's funny, Michael, as far as them being trodden upon, if you've ever been to my website, you will see that the Palestinians would have something to say about that one.
Frank, listen, I'm going to have to go. I've got a lot of other callers lined up, but do me a favor. Give me your website address.
Definitely. It's IsraelWatchResearchProject.blogspot.com. Now, a second way you can reach it is go to Mark Glenn's site, which is crescentandcross.com, and go down the left-hand column, and you'll see a link to Israel Watch Research. You can click that, too.
Well, that's probably, and I'm sure people can do a Google search for Israel Watch, Research, and get a link to you. Listen, Frank, I appreciate your call.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks very much. You call again real soon, please.
Sure.
Okay, let's go to Henry from Connecticut. Henry, come on up.
Hi.
How you doing, Henry?
Yeah, how you doing? You know, I was going to say something with this. I don't know if you know this, but the president of France is a Jew, and he is also a staunch Zionist. I heard this from Robert Chapman, the guy who publishes the International Forecaster.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, here's what pissed me off was when I heard little bits and pieces of on the I'm trying to think what the it was the classical musical station I listened to over here in Connecticut, 88.1. But they have NPR radio news, like NPR network, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they played Merkel. I think her name is Merkel, the president of Germany.
Okay.
And here's a president. Now, get this now. She came out of Eastern Germany. Actually, that's the place area of Germany I would live in, like near Rostock and a couple other places. Well, anyway, she came out of Eastern Germany, which is a little not quite as economically rich as western part of Germany. She's a German woman, non-Jewish, gets elected president and or chancellor, I should say, rather. And she's talking like she's concerned with the situation with Iran over Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's a woman who you had those filthy rats blow up a disco with the Mossad and blew up a disco and killed some German people in a disco, like, I think sometime back in 1986 or 89 or something.
I remember that, yes. They,
yeah,
they tried
right.
to frame it on the Libyans. But
right,
they tried
to flame it on
Israeli
Gaddafi. Yeah, they tried to flame it on Gaddafi, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was Gaddafi, right, the madman, right. And that's another thing, too. I'm listening to the news media. They're trying to put a spin like this guy, Ahmadinejad, I can't pronounce it.
Ahmadinejad. It's hard
Ahmadinejad,
to say.
Right.
Took me a long time to even get that out. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if I saw it, I can pronounce it when I see it in
yeah.
writing. Ahmadinejad and saying he's a madman and he's this and he's a mad. I didn't hear Hitler, though. But I didn't hear a Hitler remark. But they keep talking about him being a madman and this and that. And, you know, but at the same time, Sharon wasn't a madman when he's bulldozing and blowing up this and bulldozing that and everything else about a year or 2 years ago, that fat whale, because that's what I call him.
Yeah,
call him
yeah.
Whale.
You know, this is the thing. You know, the, you know, this is what this guy Ian Williams at Alternet pointed out. You know, he says that. Let me read this because he says
yeah,
certainly
ahead.
Ahmadinejad has blood in his hands, mostly Iranian. But when Ariel Sharon came to town with the stench of sun-bloated cadavers from Sabra and Shatila lingering over him, many of the people demonstrating against Ahmadinejad had probably attended rubber chicken fundraisers with Sharon. You see, that's what it comes down to. This is the utter hypocrisy
I got
we're getting out of these
Bloomberg
people.
Shaking. I
yeah.
got a picture of Bloomberg shaking his hand. You know why? I have a German last name spelled, it's a similar common name, but of a furniture place and actually a Wall Street firm. Not a Wall Street firm, but one of them. But it's spelled differently. It's spelled the original German way, and I'm not Jewish. It's not Jewish. But here's the point. The people, when Bloomberg was running for mayor, and I used to live briefly in New York, they must have thought I was, and I'm not. But they because here's what they did. They sent a card with a picture of Bloomberg and all the different Jewish organizations that he supports. One of them was the ADL, the National Jewish Congress. They had a picture of him with a yarmulke over there in the SLC, you know, that little country, you know, like what the French call it. So, and they had a picture of him shaking hands with that fat whale, Sharon.
Actually, I like whales. Don't compare Sharon to a whale, but go on anyway, yeah.
Mm. Oh, yeah, I guess you're right. I'm kind of degrading the whales.
Yeah, yeah, you are. They're nice people, yeah.
Yeah, actually, they are. They're
yeah.
very smart.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, that tub.
That
blimp,
tub.
Whatever.
We'll just call
yeah.
him a tub
yeah.
for one of
tub.
Anything
yeah.
better. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway, they got a picture of him, and they got a picture, you know, on this big, like, index card, you know, when you get these politicians running.
Right,
it's like
right.
this long, big postcard. Well, they have that in there, how he donates to Mount Sinai, and always supports, and saying how he never forgot his roots, and they got a picture of him and his family. And I said, and there's no Jews in the area where I was, so I'm sitting there thinking, wow, I think these people got screwed up here.
Uh-huh.
And I kept that thing, and I still got that here somewhere, and I was going to photocopy it and put it on the web and show it to people. But
yeah, that's, you know, I tell you, I've heard similar stories from other friends of mine who generally happen to be of German descent, and some of them actually have names that are often mistaken, that are often thought to be Jewish names, but which in Germany are recognized as German names that were stolen by Jews.
Right, there is. That's right. Names like
to
names
put it
like,
bluntly,
like
yeah.
Right, names like Hoffman, like Hauff, but usually spelled with two N's. But my name is not like Hoffman or Kaufman. As a matter of fact, most a lot. I haven't seen many Jews that have a name like mine, except that the way they would spell it would be like a L-E-R. And mine
As I say, some of these friends of mine get mailings like that too, and they're always kind of a little bit surprised. And then
I was surprised.
They think about it for a second, and they realize where it's coming from.
Because they borrow a lot of names, like that name Siegel, right? Like Norman Siegel, a guy mm-hmm. in New York. Well, I found out there was an SS officer named Siegel, spelled S-I-E-G-E-L. And also that name Klein, you know, like Calvin Klein, the jeans. Well, Hitler had a chauffeur named Klein, and he was in the SS, it's spelled the same way.
Right,
also,
exactly.
There's a woman who posed in Penthouse, and she changed her last name from one German name, she was from Austria. Her name is Chrissy Klein. And Howard Stern, when he was on there, he asked her, well, why did you... Yeah, you got a Jewish name, are you Jewish? And she said, no, actually, it's a German name. It means little, which it does. That name, like Calvin Klein, the ones in America may be Jewish with that name, Klein. Of course, the K-L-I-N-E, that's Irish or something. But the one like Calvin Klein, the jeans, that is really also just much a German name as it is Jewish. It's just the ones here are probably more Jewish, but all the ones that are named Klein or Schneider also.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. German.
Right, yeah. I know people with that name who are distinctly not Jewish.
Right, right. S-C-H-N-E-I-N-D-E-R, right. The ones in New York, especially, they probably are Jewish, but that name Schneider is also a very German name. Matter of fact, I think Ava Brown had a girlfriend I had a picture of. I don't collect pictures or anything. I'm not into Hitler. But when I see that, I see some of the names that some people work with Hitler. They clearly weren't Jewish. They didn't look Jewish. And they had a lot of names of some of these Jewish teachers in these special ed and other school systems and stuff in New York City.
Name Goldberg, I understand, is a good old-fashioned German name. But here in the United States...
Oh, now that I didn't know. Because
I
thought Goldberg and Silverstein is usually there.
I've been told by some German friends that Goldberg in Germany... is often thought to be Germans will accept that as a German name. So that's funny that you've
gotten
that stuff in the mail, yeah, because that stuff that you were getting in the mail doesn't normally circulate outside limited circles, and you get insights into political campaign tactics and some of the gimmicks that that politicians, Jewish and non-Jewish alike, use to appeal to, in this case, Jewish voters, things that they'd never send to anybody else.
Yes, because I'll tell you, the area I was in, it changed. The area I was in changed, and it became more predominantly kind of black-like.
Mm-hmm.
And I moved a couple of years after, but when I noticed that, the people around the area, they didn't get the same card I got. And I could never understand why. And yet I'm just a house down a corner from them. And I'm in the same, it's in the same area.
These politicians.
And I couldn't understand that. The guy at the house next door, the guy on the right, and the guy next door on the left. Neither one of them. And I saw the cards in there, and Matthew could show. I couldn't understand that. I'd like even that guy, that mayor, Ed Koch.
Mm-hmm.
I know I keep tired of hearing about the Holocaust, and I keep talking about the woman who ran, was a husband, the wife who ran Buchenwald, who supposedly made the lampshades with skin and all that. And it turned out that was a hoax, too, by the way. But that name, Koch, like K-A-O-C-H, like the mayor that was in New York, that's also a very, very German
exactly.
name.
Exactly.
Yeah, and it means cook, like a cook, like
exactly.
a chef. Yeah. Okay, I'll let you go.
All right, Henry, listen, I appreciate your call.
Yeah,
right,
nice
we'll
talking
be talking to you.
To you
later. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be going to a break here momentarily. But I'll tell you what, I'm going to try to bring up one more caller before we do. We have Ray from Texas. Ray, are you there?
Hey, Mike.
Hey, I know which Ray from Texas
is. Well, I'm not sure if you do or not. This is your Jewish friend that submitted his article to the Barnes Review and last week when you were on and said there were some people thinking that I was a Jew. And I would have called you sooner, Mike, but I've been laughing so hard that it's only until tonight that I've been able to respond.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Professor Ray Goodwin. He just wrote a really interesting article on the subject of the Holocaust for the Barnes Review. And, you know, it's funny, Ray, during one of the breaks, I'm here at the AFP and TBR offices. I actually just went out and picked up a copy of that article because I was, or that issue of the Barnes Review with your article in, because I just was talking to a young man who said he would like some more information on the subject of the Holocaust. And, you know, during the last couple of weeks, I have been touting your article as the one article that people should read if they want to know what it's all about.
Right. Thank you.
Yeah, no, it's a great article, Ray. And, you know, actually, sometime, well, we can talk about this off the air, but I want to get you on here as a guest real soon. And we can actually talk in detail about your article because, you know, it's, as I was telling someone just yesterday, you actually have hands-on experience in dealing with a poison known as cyanide.
Yeah, Mike, that's true. And I want to correct one little thing. I heard you say on one of the broadcasts that you thought I was a chemist, and that might have been implied in the article, but that's not true. I did work for the DuPont Company here in Victoria for 21 years, and I was in operations, and I was in mechanical division. I was not in the lab. I was not a chemist.
Okay.
But my job certainly did entail working in and around hydrogen cyanide. We had to be trained as to the safety.
Hey, Ray,
aspect.
Hang on. We're going to the break here. Hang on, if you would. We'll talk more about that when we come back. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to our final break, and we're going to bring up former Professor Ray Goodwin, author of a very interesting article in the latest issue of the Barnes Review. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins, Piper here. We're wrapping up the hour. Just to repeat again what our caller here, Ray Goodwin, calling from Texas, pointed out, he is the author of a recent article in the Barnes Review on the subject of the Holocaust, the facts and the myths, we might call it, the facts and the myths about the Holocaust. And And in a conversation here on this program a week or so ago, I left people with the impression that Ray was a chemist. Ray did not say that in his article, nor did he imply it. That was my inference, and then I said it on the air. And Ray, I thank you for bringing that correction to us here.
Sure, Mike.
I would add, though, that the very fact that you worked around cyanide would be real experience in and of itself. I guarantee you most people don't know anything other about cyanide other than the fact that they read about it in Agatha Christie mysteries or hear about it in relation to the Holocaust.
Well,
so
Mike,
it makes you an expert more so than most people.
Well, thank you. And what you say is true. When we had to go into the area, one of the areas at the plant, which used as part of the process hydrogen cyanide, we had to be trained. And we had to use, if we were working around hydrogen cyanide and breaking open a flange or working on a pump, we had to use self-contained breathing apparatus. We had to have full acid suits. And we were taught the total danger of just the minute breath of hydrogen cyanide, what it can do to you. And so that, of course, added to my paper. I called you for a couple of reasons, Mike, and one was to say that I am so ashamed, like Mark said last night, I'm so ashamed to be an American on the treatment of the president of Iran in his visit here to the United States. It is sickening that our higher-ups have so kowtowed to the Zionists that they dare to treat an honest, legitimate leader of his country in such a manner.
Well, and those higher ups are really lower levels.
Yes, you're exactly right. They're low lives. They're nothing more than low lives. And I hope that the president of Iran realizes that not all Americans feel that way. Certainly, they're the misled masses. Secondly, about the upcoming conference in California, I will be one of the speakers.
Good for you. I was going to ask if you were prepared to be there. You know, I'm glad you are coming, Ray. That's
well, thanks,
great.
Mike. And, yeah. I've worked on my speech a little bit, and I just wanted to tell folks, hey, I hope you attend. And from a Texan point of view, I just want to say I don't know that I'm going to educate anybody there, but I certainly hope to inspire. And if you can make it, wonderful. We'd appreciate your attendance. If you can't make it, if you can help financially pull this conference off, it's such a needed thing for the patriot, the true patriots, and we would certainly appreciate your help.
Well, you know, Ray, you made a big splash at the TBR conference, and then they ran your presentation in the Barnes Review, and I saw enough of the mail that I could see that people liked what you had to say, so I'm sure the people that have the opportunity to come out to Southern Cal on October 12th through the 14th, they're going to enjoy what you have to say,
well,
and I'm looking forward to it myself. So.
Well, thank you. I certainly appreciate that, and to be honest with you, I have not received my Barnes Review this month, and I got a call from New Jersey, from Jersey City, from this fellow complimenting me on the article and telling me all these nice things, and I thought, wait a minute, is he talking about the
well,
July-August version?
I would like to think that your postman is reading it and saying, hey, that Ray Goodwin's a pretty smart guy.
Well, Texas is a little further from the distribution point than New Jersey, but anyway, I sent an email to AFP and TBR, and they have assured me that my copy is on the way.
Well, we'll get you a truckload of them, Ray.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, listen,
I just want
thanks
to check
for your
in
call.
And thanks a lot, and I would like to maybe sometime in the next few days chime in with you and give you some time on this.
Yeah, let's do that. We'll
Very
be in
wonderful.
Touch.
All
thanks,
right, Mike.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Ray Goodwin, Professor Ray Goodwin. Good man, Mr. Goodwin. Thanks for tuning in. Apologies to those we couldn't bring up. Have a good evening, folks.